إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, we started with looking at the importance of beginning everything with the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. We looked at the issue of thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala and glorifying His praises and of acknowledging Him as the Rabbul Alameen, and of understanding our own relationship with Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala as Rabbul Alameen. And then we looked at His glorious mercy and forgiveness, and His attributes of Rahman and Rahim. And then we looked at the day when we will all be collected and gathered before Him, which is the day of judgment, and that Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala is the owner of that day, like He is the owner of today and tomorrow, and like He was the owner of yesterday and the day before, and like He is the owner of everything from the time it began, and He is the owner of everything until He decides to end it. And then we saw our covenant with Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. What is it that we have promised to do? What is it that by inference, therefore, we have promised not to do? We will look at that ayat once again today, and inshallah tomorrow we go to the next one. And that is this ayat yesterday which we talked about, which is Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. As I mentioned yesterday, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, is our covenant with Allah. And we promised Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that we will not betray this covenant. When we say, O Allah, I worship only You and I ask help only from You, by inference and automatically, it means that I do not worship anyone other than You and I do not ask for help from anyone other than You. It goes without saying, but it is important, even if it goes without saying, to still say it and to still reinforce it and to still remind ourselves again and again. And that is the reason why Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziya rahmatullahi alayh, the great Imam and Mufassir and Alim, he said Surah Al-Fatiha is Tawbah. He said Surah Al-Fatiha is Tawbah. Because when the slave says Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, he is making Tawbah from all those actions that he used to do before that, which amounted to shirk, which amounted to joining partners with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in His worship, and which amounted to joining partners with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in asking for help. So when we say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, we need to reflect on this in both ways. One is to say that I will, inshallah, going forward, that I will maintain the integrity of this covenant and I will be faithful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and also to consciously make tawbah for whatever actions which we may have done before that, when we had our reliance on others than Allah, when we asked for help from others than Allah. Some of those are obvious, which I mentioned yesterday, but others are also there, which are not so obvious. For example, the belief, sometimes unstated but definitely not unfelt, that this world runs because of me, that my family eats because of me, that whatever happens is because of me or my shop or my job, and what will happen to them if I am not there? Usually when you are not there, they do very well. They do much better than what they used to do when you were there. But we forget this. We see it all along. We see it all around ourselves. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give you all good and healthy lives and long lives, inshallah. But we see all around us that, you know, the father passes away, the father dies, and then people say, oh, subhanAllah, these children, what will happen to them, and so on, so on. You find they're absolutely fine. Because alhamdulillah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is their raziq. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, hu hayyul ladhi la yamut, He does not die. And therefore, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala feeds them. The source changes, the means changes. Instead of the father being the bread earner, now Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives it from some other way. Nobody suffers. Alhamdulillah, they live well. And things happen and their lives unfold and they succeed and so on and so forth. So this also is a form of shirk. To believe that I am the reason or I am the source or I am the provider. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So this also is something when we are saying iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, we need to say, also make tawa for this and say, Allah, I am only the means that you have chosen, and as long as you choose me the means, then ensure that please that I do something that I earn halal and then I feed halal, and that I don't fall into any traps of this sort, and also I don't fall into any unnecessary anxiety about this and that. Well, whatever is ours is alhamdulillah, and you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. There is no shortage in the treasures of Allah. There is no shortage in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, this also is when we say Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in is also the ayat for tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you look at it from that aspect, then when a person is saying I worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I ask for help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then whose help does he need? Who is he relying on, and who is he having faith on, and who does he have tawakkul on except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it's also an ayah of tawakkul where we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason why, as I said yesterday, especially in tahajjud, we must make mashq of this, we must practice this of maybe repeating this ayah a couple of times, few times when we are reading Surah Al-Fatiha, and reflecting every time I say Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, then reflecting on this and connecting with Allah and saying, Allah, only you I worship, oh Allah, only you. And I make tawbah if I have done anything before, oh Allah, forgive me, in future inshallah I will not do, and so protect me. And make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we recite Surah Al-Fatiha. So Surah Al-Fatiha is also tawbah. So let us remember that and reflect on this. And inshallah, next couple of days we will talk about how this is tawbah in other ways. This is a very, very beautiful surah of the Quran. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. And he gave me something that he has not given to any Nabi before me. And that is these seven often repeated ayats, which are the ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha. And that is why it's also called Umul Quran. It's called the mother of the Quran. It has the entire deen in essence in this one surah. And as I mentioned, this Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in is the ayah in which that is further condensed, so that this one ayah is in effect the description of our faith, of Islam. What is Islam? Islam is Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. It's as simple as that. If someone wants to condense it into one sentence, into one, you know, just how many, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, four words, khalas. And that sentence also is not a long sentence, just four words. And we've condensed that entire deen is condensed into these four sentences, into these four words of a sentence of four words. And therefore, let us, inshallah, I remind myself and you, let us reflect on this, let us make tawbah, let us ask for the protection and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have complete tawakkul and faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very important for us to understand the criteria of judging the level of our belief and level of our faith. And the level of our faith with regard to Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, which we can just judge for ourselves, is to look at the amount of fear that we have in our heart. A person who is truly on Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in will have no fear in his heart, because he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is asking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is there to fear? What is there to fear? Who is there to fear? Who is there to fear? Think about this. It's like little children. Ta'ala Allahu al-amthal. We do not give the example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's like little children. If they are playing and they get into a fight, then the child will say, "Don't do this. I will tell my father." Bacha khelte wat kya bolte? Main abba ko bolta hu, ammi ko bolta hu. To uska यानी वो अम्मा और अब बाबा से ताल्लुक जो है उसके ऊपर उसको ऐसा ढर रहा है, मैं बाबा को बोला तो तेरे को सीधा करता मेरा बाबा बोले, यू नो द फादर माइट बी लाइक अ ड्राइड प्रॉन, बट ही डजंट केयर. एज फार एज ही इज कंसर्न्ड, ही थिंक्स हिज फादर इज द मोस्ट पावरफुल एंड द मोस्ट इफेक्टिव ह्यूमन बींग ऑन द फेस ऑफ द अर्थ, राइट? सो आई एम सेइंग, व्हाट इज आवर कॉन्फिडेंस ऑन अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला? Bhaji, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, oh Allah, only you I worship and only your help I ask. And then I need something, I ask Allah, khalas. What is my confidence on Allah? Arre, main Allah se mangta hu bhai.
I will ask and he will give. Hey, Allah kyun nahi denge? Ye bata. With this lack of confidence, this fear in the heart must go. Why do you even imagine that your dua will not be accepted? After all, you are not asking for something haram. I mean, the dua is, you know. Some of my South African friends, they have this habit of saying, may Allah accept your pious duas. So I tell them, boss, please, at least, if you are giving me dua, give me proper dua. May Allah, do you think I make impious duas? May Allah accept your pious dua. May Allah accept all your halal khahishat, which means that you are now implying that I also have haram khahishat. I mean, why are you implying? Don't give this dua, you know this. why are you insulting me? May Allah accept your halal khahishat. So, inshallah, our khaish, our duas are always halal, inshallah. We don't make haram duas. So, if you are making a dua, and we have complete confidence, إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and we have complete confidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures do not lack for anything. Why will somebody not give something? You know, one of two reasons. Either he doesn't want to give, because we have no connection with him. You know, who the hell are you? Why should I give you? Or, I have a connection with you, but I am helpless, I don't have it. Yeah, I would like to give you. I mean, if I had whatever you're asking me, if I had it, I would love to give it to you. But I don't have this thing, whatever it is, you know, whether it's money or I don't have it, so I can't give it. So one of these two reasons. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, neither of these reasons is there. We have a connection with Allah. We just reiterated it. Yeah, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. And not my words. You gave me these words. You said, say this. And I said it. And there is nothing that is lacking in your treasures. So whatever I am asking you is what you put in my heart to ask you. And you have it to give it. So give it. Eh? Give it. Make this dua. Oh Allah, give me because you can give me. Yeah, our problem kya hai? We even ask dua in a, you know, hesitant way, as if, I don't know, I'm not sure, will it come, will it not come? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ask dua like a one-year-old or a two-year-old child asks his or her mother. Yeah? Again, I'm not giving example of Allah. I'm just saying, wo bachcha kaisa zid karke jaan azab kar deta uski. Nahi diye to. Chikta, pukarta, rota, niche, lotta, kya ki karta. Nahi. I mean, he makes your life miserable. I mean, he will yell and scream and cry and roll on the ground and you throw a tantrum, and you know, at the end, the mother just out of, she gets tired of this thing. Give it, finish it, you know. If there are people around there, they'll say, Devna ayro kaiye, kya musibat hai, kya karna isko? Just give it, finish it. And even though the mother might have all these great things, of, no, I must bring about discipline in my child and all that will vanish, you know. Just get rid of this nuisance. And that's why I say the only difference between that mother and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mother gives it out of disgust. The mother gives it because she is tired, she does not like what the child is doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves what this slave is doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes his slaves to ask him like this. Beg and plead and yell and scream. And I am not saying don't do that. See, the point is, you know, some of these things, wallahi, this is difficult to explain in a public majlis, but this is the rabt between the slave and his rab. When you are making tahajjud, you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you yell and scream, who's that? Tumhara rab dekh raha hai, karo yaar, jo karna hai, who stops you? Alhamdulillah. Cry before Allah. Yalla, you have to give me. Why will you not give me? I am your slave. Am I not your slave? I am your slave. Why will you not give me? It is in your power. Give me because you can give me. No other reason. Give me because you can give me. Give me because I am asking. Eh? Give me because I am asking. People get this, they get very confused. People say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives through a source. Yeah? When we say ask Allah directly, how can I ask Allah directly? So first of all, the dalil. For you just said, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. So you are, I worship only you. I ask help only from you. Did you say, I worship you through somebody? Did you say, I ask help of you through somebody? Did you say that? No. I worship only you. I ask help only from you. First dalil from the Quran. I'm giving you dalil from the Quran, not from anywhere else. Quran. Second one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Udu'uni. Make dua to me. Are, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted you to make dua through this one or that one, Allah would have specified, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not at loss. He didn't forget. Are, wo bolna tha, bhul gaye. Aisa thodi hai. Nahi hai na. Allah could have said, ask dua through so and so. No problem, we would have asked. We would have asked. Allah did not say, Udu'uni. Wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni. Fainni qareeb. When my slave asks about me, I am close to him. So Allah said, ask. The people get confused. They say, but Allah does not give directly, no? Are, boss, how Allah gives is Allah's problem. You, I am talking about asking. I am not talking about how does he give. I am talking about asking. You ask directly. Let Allah give you directly or through somebody else. That is Allah's problem. But you don't ask through anybody because Allah told you, ask me directly. Now what is so complicated about understanding this? Huh? And then people give examples. Pani directly gandi pet se ka pite kya? Nal mein se nahi aata pani. Are, nal mein se aata magar line ke waste application diye to kisko da? Wo lineman ko dete, government department ko dete, kisko dete? Application kisko likhte? Unhe laake wo jo pan nal khol raha usko dete application? Hai, senseless ka argument, you know? You get the electricity directly from the board, or do you get it? You get the electricity through your meter, no doubt. But when you apply for an electrical connection, who do you apply it to the lineman? Or do you apply it to the government? The generator, generating authority of electricity, who do you apply the permission to? Can you go there application? Then you give the application to the lineman. Huh? I mean, brainless arguments, and people who are brainless to accept those arguments. Allah akhal ka kya says, use your brain, no? Somebody gives you a stupid example, you tell him your example is stupid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask me. You ask Allah only. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly because he told you to ask him. How he gives is his lookout. How he gives is up to him. That's not your job or my job. Why are you? But did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, please help me to give you? Find me a source. Bole kya? Nahi bole Allah ta. Phir aapko kya bola? Aap mango. Kaisa dete? Are, mere ko kya karna? Kaisa bhi do? Allah ke paas koi zaraon ki kami nahi hai na. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no shortage of means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no shortage of tadabir. Allah is not sitting there and thinking, oh, how should I do this? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wants to give, and my point is, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give you something directly, what is your problem? You don't want to see angels? Huh? You don't want to see angels? You don't want suddenly to see a bag of gold in front of you? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And this is also the dalil in the Quran. The dalil in the Quran. I am not saying, telling you anything from my head. From the Quran, Surah Maryam, padho. Ya Maryamu, anna laki hadha. Zakariya alayhi salam comes into the room. Maryam alayhi salam is his ward. So whenever he used to leave Masjid al-Aqsa and go anywhere, he used to lock her up in the room, in her room, so for her safety. He would take the key. When he comes inside the room, he sees fruits, fresh fruits, out of season fresh fruits. Allah ki vishan dekho. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have given her some banana or something which are there all the year round. No, out of season fruits in there. Little girl, she's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is the zariya for this? How did the fruit come there? From the Quran. I'm not talking about mythology. This from the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did she say? She said, this is from my Rabb. He's asking her, where did this come from? Hey, my Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was feeding Maryam alayhi salam directly without any effort. Zakariya alayhi salam did not bring the food for her. She didn't go anywhere and cook her own food. She would be in the her mihrab worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fruit would come. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to send it to you, you got an objection with that? It's kya problem, bhai? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, because you said this, don't lie. How Allah will give is up to Allah. Let him give through a source, without a source, that's up to him. You ask him, because this is what you said, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do directly. Udu'uni. And that is the reason why Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in is not only our connection with Allah, it's not only reiterating that connection, but it's also dua, it's also reinforcing, it is also tawbah, that we do not ask help from anyone other than Allah, and that we do not worship anyone other than Allah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His nur, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove every fear and every want and every need and every thought that anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with complete and total confidence in Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, and so that we live in this world with total and complete confidence with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we leave this world with total and complete confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like He never let us down in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let us down when we meet Him, inshaAllah al-musta'an. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillah rabbil alamin.